She's not.
All right, Ken Jones, Phil May, Wendy, Ken Warren. Okay, we'll just wait another minute or two, and then we can start. So anything...
This sounds like more people.
Hello.
Hi, it's Andy Hull. It's Bill Barnett.
Andy and Bill. Bill, you got your thing underway, right?
My thing?
The transfer, the PI?
Yes, yes. I'm just waiting to hear back from the people at NAH.
Okay. All right, we'll just, did we hear back? Tina said she'd be on, right?
No. Tina can't be on today.
She was going to try to find out something before the call, so I'm assuming, I haven't heard from Ken in ages, so I don't know what he's doing.
Hello?
Hello?
This is Dale Harold at NIAAA.
Hi, Dale. All right. Is Ken with you by any chance?
He's not here in the same room with me. I'm not sure if he's on yet or not.
Go down the hall and see if I can find him.
That's all right. He's... All right. We're just waiting for a few people. Hopefully they didn't say they would not be on.
Okay. Who is this I'm speaking with?
This is Ed.
Right. Oh, hi, Ed.
And other people.
Oh, okay.
Everybody's on. We're just, not everybody. We're waiting for Ken Jones, Tina Chambers. And
Ed, Tina won't be on.
She will not. Okay.
I think they're in Ukraine. They sent me photographs of them in Ukraine at the beginning of the week.
Okay, so that's where they are. All right. So then we can just start. Let me just I'm just finishing up the roll call here. And yeah. All right. Well, hopefully this won't take all that long. A few informational notes. I believe that Jill has sent out an email telling you about the next CFAS meeting that's going to be held in Chapel Hill, North Carolina.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Basic science meeting will be on January 6th. The joint meeting will be on January 7th. The clinical meeting on the 8th.
Okay.
And it's fairly well set, so you can book your airfare. I just looked at airfares or flying times from East Coast cities, and it's pretty hard to get to Chapel Hill anytime before noontime from, like, Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we're going to just start at 9 o'clock since you'll have to come in the day before anyway. Most people will. And the meeting right now is going to take place at the hotel. It's the Carolina Inn is fairly nice and looks nice, and so we're going to just meet right there at the hotel. And what I'd like to do is for the clinical only meeting is to please don't book flights before 5 o'clock, all right? So that we can at least work until 3.
I don't think there are any, Ed.
Pardon? There are no flights?
I think from the West Coast it's going to be fly in the day before and fly out the day after.
I think you can get from Chapel Hill back to California on the...
I couldn't see one. I just looked.
I think from American Airlines, I'm from Raleigh.
From Raleigh, okay. And is that where you're recommending we fly into, Raleigh?
Right. I think Raleigh-Durham is the airport to go into.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's sort of where you have to go.
What are the dates?
Chapel Hill's airport has almost nothing. So it's Raleigh-Durham is the large airport.
Which is to say you'll all be coming to Atlanta first.
Yeah, so if you go through Delta, you'll go through Atlanta. If you go American, you'll probably go to Dallas or Chicago. But you should be able to get back to the West Coast. I'll check on that, or Jill will check on it and send out an email to confirm about what time for flights on the way back, all right?
There are flights at 3:30, 5:30. A lot of flight times are popping up.
Okay. All righty. Let's see, what other about the meeting? The people who have been recommended to as potential speakers for the meeting, let me pull it up here in a second.
Ed?
Yeah.
Take my request off the list.
Yours is off the list?
No, can you take it off the list?
Yeah. I can do whatever you want.
I'd like another latte. Can you handle that right now?
Absolutely.
Great.
Actually, Ed, there is one flight after 5 o'clock that gets us back to San Diego. That's it.
Is it American?
It's an American flight at 6:50, and it's virtually sold out.
I've got a United flight here right now that leaves at 5:06.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about the meeting running till 5, right?
Oh, no. We're talking about no flights until 5.
Until 5.
Oh, okay.
We'll finish the meeting like around 3.
Okay, great. All right. Thank you.
And, all right, so the potential speakers was Hannah Kinney wants to come back, and she represents the PATH project. A guy by the name of Peter Hammond, who, Tatiana, you may have heard of.
Yeah, we'd love to have him. He'd be great.
Facial imaging, and he's checking his schedule to see whether or not he can make it.
He'd be really good.
And Andy Sakin, who's in Indiana, who does imaging and functional brain imaging. And then Steve Zeisel. From UNC, and John Gilmore from UNC. And they're both Zeisel's the choline nutrition guy, and Gilmore is neurodevelopmental disorders and imaging. So there are possibilities. If anyone has any other names that you want us to consider.
So you're interested in imaging this meeting? You want to talk about that?
It's not that we're going to concentrate on imaging, but because we have those people already available to us at UNC.
Mm-hmm.
And then Charlie recommended Slaken, but we may hold off on him until the meeting here in San Diego, or the summer meeting. And the basic science group thought that there was a reasonable combination of invited speakers and progress reports at the last meeting, so we're going to try to keep the same type of balance. That's all right with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have anyone else you want to have considered, please let me know. Jill is still missing some notice of grant awards, so if people could send the PDFs of those to her, that would be great. There's basically no updates on either the birth defects research special issue or the alcohol special issue. The one by Tina Chambers is putting together. The other is Charlie Goodlett. I heard back from the conference people in Victoria, British Columbia. We're going to have probably 4 or 5 presentations. They're going to concentrate on clinical issues. And so we're just trying to decide of the people who said they could go, who best fits into the program with what they're trying to accomplish. And so I'll have more information about that. I'm going to be gone all next week, but it should be after that. I am at the end of this month heading to a joint NIAAA INSERM meeting. INSERM is the equivalent of the French NIH. And I am going to be talking about CFAS. And I'm trying to highlight major accomplishments from each of the projects. So if you have some interesting data or PowerPoint slides that you can send me, it's a very short presentation, probably 15, 20 minutes. But so I you know, I'm going to concentrate on some things, not on others. But if you have any really interesting data, some major accomplishment, please let me know and send it to me, and so I can put that in. I have to have these slides translated, so I need them within the next week or two.
Translated into French?
Pardon?
Translated into French?
Yes.
Do I have to?
Are you going to give this talk in French?
Oh, mon Dieu!
Mais oui.
It can't be that hard to translate it into French, so it's not like it's Ukrainian.
You just wave your arms around a lot.
But when you translate into French, you cannot make any mistakes, or they'll think you're an imbecile. So, if you could get me any of those, that would be great. And Elizabeth, I'm trying to do the side by side so that it's in French and English.
Do I have to do that?
No.
Oh, good.
Elizabeth and I are both going to this thing. Elizabeth's going to do the imaging part for CFAS. I'm doing the overview. And Dan Savage, who's on the Science Advisory Board, is going over to talk about his P50 project. I didn't know Ken and Tina were in the Ukraine, but the other issue on the agenda was the update on the dysmorphology base. Database, and Andy, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think it's all up and running.
Yeah, it has been for quite a while.
Yeah, all right. So it's all updated, the data are all clean, and has anyone tried to use it yet?
You know, I think a clean version of the data went directly from Leela to Elizabeth Moore, isn't that right?
That is right.
Yeah. All right.
So I think that the people who most wanted it were able to get it even a day or two or three before we actually had it in the central repository.
All right. And then we also had a request for information on the alcohol use questionnaires from someone representing SAMHSA, and Tina has been in touch with them about how we're trying to do it and what we use and what are the other methods that are in the literature. And I wanted to thank her for dealing with the SAMHSA people. I know that, well, how about some, anyone have any interesting updates to let us know about their particular projects? Andy, you got any new data? You didn't go back to the Ukraine?
No, I haven't been back yet. Tina tells me they've recruited 140 patients into the study so far.
Which is great.
Yeah, apparently they're doing really well. I was planning on going back in November, but I think I'm going to push it back to the springtime.
Yeah, I think we're going in November.
Well, the Ukraine sounds like a very fertile area for this. Are they slowing down on the Moscow side of that?
As far as I know, I have to talk to Tina this weekend and find out what's going on.
Do you know when they're coming back, Claire?
She should be back by this weekend because she's going to call me Sunday.
Okay. All right, so we don't have any updates from Tina. Claire, you have any update?
No, what we're doing is just cranking out collecting as many subjects as we can for Sarah and so on. So we're not doing anything spectacular. It's just data collection.
All right, so human subjects is all dealt with and you have...
Oh, yeah, that's all taken care of. We're just, you know...
Questions online and everything else?
Yeah, everything's fine.
All right.
So are your IRB things kind of cleared up, Claire? Can we revisit modifying your IC?
We never had any problem with the IRB. It was the fact that my agency had been taken over by another company.
Right. Is that resolved, though?
Resolved.
You said you wanted to wait like a month before you...
Yeah, I was just waiting because at this point we didn't know, you know, how to schedule patients, much less do an IRB. If you could wait another couple of weeks, then we'll be ready to go on it.
Okay.
All right.
Claire, I just have a question, quick question. Claire, do you know if you've sent the pilot tape for review for the neurobehavioral
test? The pilot tape is being made in the next week or so.
Okay.
We have somebody identified, and, you know, we're just making sure they're ready to go.
Okay.
All right. Tatiana, you had some good news in the last month.
So many of you are aware. So I put in a supplement after talking with people at NIAAA, and it has sort of two elements to it. One, and that's why I was asking Claire what I was. One is to collect biological samples, either blood or saliva, to get DNA from, and that would then be used for SNP studies and also potentially for epigenetic studies. And so I requested permission, I think it's for about 1,500 samples to be collected, and all those in the U.S. would be collected with saliva. And then I also proposed that we would bring in samples from the Jacobsons as well. And so what's coming in as part of that supplement was also to have the dysmorphologists, both Luther and Jean, go for 2 weeks, and it'll be at the end of September 2009. I don't have the exact dates right here, but it's the last 2 weeks, I think, of September, that they will be going over there doing dysmorphology exams on the kids in that study. And at the same time, we would be collecting 3D facial imaging at that site, and we would also be collecting, it's not completely clear at this point if it'll be saliva or blood, but it'll be from the individuals in the study as well as both of their biological parents whenever we can. So it's wonderful news. I mean, I'm really pleased about both aspects of this. And so what I've been doing in the last couple weeks is I've worked with Elizabeth Sowell on her IRB to incorporate the collection of saliva. I'm now working with Sarah on hers, and that's why I was asking Claire, because she would be the next one. We're holding off on doing anything quite yet in South Africa until we resolve the issue of blood or saliva as the source of DNA. But everything seems to be in place for that as well. So I think it's great news. I mean, it's great to have another aspect to the study, and it's also nice to have another site with facial imaging, which potentially is some longitudinal collection as well.
Right. Have you had any success with working with Ken more recently on the facial imaging? And
all right, so the other thing, so we've been spending more time, and actually I'm sort of laughing as you're saying that Andy Sakin's coming. So the person we're working with is actually the more junior faculty that Andy brought when he came here to radiology. His name is Lee Shen. So he's also obviously a person interested, does a lot of his work in Alzheimer's. But he's been working with us, and what we're trying to do is get better automation in terms of trying to, in essence, well, the whole idea of diagnosing FAS, but we're moving toward trying to expand what Susan Astley's done in the past. So what Lee Shen has been doing with us is we're taking the 3D image, we're grabbing the lips, and we're actually, we're doing it by hand right now, and right now he's also trying to implement programs to actually do the outline of the lips and then compute the volume of the lips, so that we can actually then use that as a quantitative measure as one of the variables to try to classify kids. And I wouldn't say definitively as FAS, but we were thinking more of as a screener for high risk or low risk. And so he's doing that right now, and they're also doing Filtrum. And the way they're doing Filtrum, and that one, it's a little bit slower, is by having the 3D image, they can actually take it on its side. And if I can say this, I don't know, well or not well, you're actually doing the curvature there. So to Lee, it seems like it's just like doing a brain image, except you're doing it on a face. So he seems, you know, has the ability to manipulate this in ways that we certainly can't, and I think he's using his tools from that. So he's doing that actually in the finished sample, because we got permission to continue to work in those samples, and they actually have a little bit better lighting than the South Africa ones do, and lighting has proved to be a pretty big issue when you're trying to outline those lips. So we're doing that first in the finished sample, and then we'll try to expand it into other samples.
Do you have any luck trying to figure out any more about the Ken Luther 3D camera?
In the sense of the fact that they have some differences?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I think they have stable differences that I think are pretty consistent, Ed. I mean, we all sat here and drafted what would look like in a paper and weren't sure that that was a paper we wanted to write.
Right, okay. I was just wondering.
Yeah, I mean, that's my opinion. I mean, the only other choice, I mean, we talked about the idea of trying to do it online with them. The issue, I mean, I think the question is just the hand-holding level that you'd be doing that at. And if they're doing it together on it, I mean, I guess they're doing it together in the field, but then I guess they're scoring it together by telephone to get their scores. I mean, does that have that much value to the field?
Yeah. The problem for everybody is that Ken tends to classify more kids as deferred when he sees them on the computer, and Luther tends to diagnose them more as FAS. I think I have that right.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Ken is actually very conservative. When he calls it FAS, it almost always is, but he's very conservative, and I think part of the issue in talking them both through it is It's partly a lighting issue, his ability to manipulate it on the screen. He's hesitating because things are, there are a little bit of shadows. If he felt more comfortable, I think, moving images and things, I think he might be able to get the resolution he needs. But I think because he's not doing that, he undercalls it. Whereas Luther, I think, is a little bit more comfortable moving things around. He actually overcalls a little bit. And we realized he recognized a couple of the kids and, in essence, used information that, you know, wasn't
right.
available to Ken when he did his diagnosis. So you have a little bit of inconsistency in there, and it's very hard to resolve that.
All right. Let's see. Elizabeth South?
Well, we're working with Tatiana to get IRB for SPIT. We're recruiting and scanning. Thinking about the ADHD contrast group versus Sarah's neurobehavioral, and thinking it might
there is no such thing.
It might be fun to scan those kids too, but we don't have the money. Do you think it's something worth supplement, or do you think that's too much money, or? Would they be interested?
It might be worth the supplement. I think it right now. Probably not the best time because it wouldn't be active on this fiscal year.
Oh, okay.
So,
but something to pursue maybe in the near future?
I don't know. Susan, do you think they still are accepting anything for this year?
Not for this fiscal year, no.
All right. So, you know, you have time to think about it.
Okay.
Any fantastic imaging data that we don't know about already?
I'm focusing a lot on... We're doing a lot of analyses comparing meth kids to out because I have a renewal coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So when we do that, though, we're leaving out FAS and PFAS. So we've got a lot of things we can really focus on alcohol and not meth.
Mm-hmm.
But that'll be very soon. So we're using new methods that we haven't used before, like Free Surfer, looking at volumes, and so lots of stuff will be coming soon with our data. So I guess seeing what data you guys have, I don't know, how many of you collected, Sarah?
Scanning or neurobehavior?
Scanning.
We haven't started scanning yet.
Okay, well, then never mind.
All right.
Anyway, we'll have to be coordinated, obviously.
Right.
All right, Sarah. Any
yes.
Brilliant.
Oh, of course. But let's see. We've been working with Tatiana on the IRB. We've got all of our sites collecting data except Atlanta, who hopefully will be online pretty soon. We've got our imaging protocol ready. We're waiting for our final equipment on the mock scanner because we don't want to scan anyone without – we don't want to scan some kids without the mock scanner and some kids with the mock scanner. But that should be shortly in a reliable fashion.
All righty. All right. Andy, any informatics stuff?
The input tool for doing data entry for the demographics has been accepted by Sarah and her group, and we've begun working on the code for uploading that to the central repository. We did a bit of work for Leela and Tina on their alcohol measures on their input tool. And we're looking forward to hearing back both from that group, hopefully accepting the code that we wrote for uploading that alcohol data to the central repository. And also, Sarah, you may not even know this yet because we're doing it just today with Ben. I think that Sarah's group will hopefully get a chance to do some of the testing of the uploading software for the neurobehavior variables as well.
But the actual input tool, you should mention, is done.
Yes, I should. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, and that's been accepted. So unless something surprises us in the field, all testing so far shows that it's ready for data entry.
Right. What we're hoping is that we've released it to Andy and his group, and what we're hoping is that as groups start to use it, once they get it online, that there probably will be things that need to be changed. But we think they're both good, and we're very excited about them.
Okay.
And I'm probably, let's see if we've got everybody. Anyone? Did I miss anyone? Tina's not here. Carl's not here. Elizabeth's not here. Ken's not here. All right. And I am very remiss. Dale, would you like to introduce yourself to everybody and tell them what your role is now for CFAS?
Yeah, certainly. This is Dale Harold at NIAAA, and I've recently been brought into the CFAS as a staff collaborator, if you will. I was able to attend the last meeting here at NIAAA, so I kind of have a head start, but I'm obviously on a steep learning curve, and I'm looking forward to the meeting in January to meet you all and get further along and more engaged in the projects. And feel free to contact me if any questions arise.
Lori, you have any comments?
No.
Are we doing all right? All right, Susan?
I have no comments.
Oh, Susan, I was counting on you.
Make something up.
All right. No, the other items we really can't deal with because the other people are not on the phone. We had a basic science call the other day, and things are going along there. So I guess that's it, unless anyone has any other comments or suggestions.
I was looking at American Airlines, Ed, and there seemed to be plenty of seats on those flights out at 6:50.
Right.
All right. Yeah, so, I mean, the meeting will adjourn, like, around 3, so there shouldn't be any problem getting it. I don't think Durham's that far from the university, so.
Well, let me throw out just one little thing. This is Andy Aronson. The developers who I work with are sometimes hampered because they don't really understand precisely the various data that they're trying to develop software for, and they've expressed a strong interest in being able to see people doing the tests and the examinations in person. And I was just curious what the consortium thought about that, whether we should be looking at trying to get some people out to San Diego or other sites and really see these things happening.
I think what that's certainly a possibility, but I think Sarah's collecting tapes to score, so they could really basically watch tapes. I'd have to check on the permission levels.
There are training clips online from last round that would at least give you an insight into what neuropsych testing is like, and those are available to see on the website right now.
Okay. Well, we in LA have used people who are not actually subjects.
Right.
You know, like Arielle just finished hers. Would that be helpful?
Then it would be a real subject. Yeah.
It's not an IRB issue.
Well, I guess it depends on what is it. I guess I don't understand exactly what they want to learn from watching the tapes.
Well, I think if, at least for the tests that were given during the first phase,
mm-hmm.
I mean, Jill's right. I mean, she has a nice DVD of that they can just look at all the tests being administered and the correct way to administer them.
In addition to the DVD, there's clips of each one online that people can access just by going to the website.
Cool. To answer your question, Sarah, it just comes down to having a better understanding of what's going on, both
mm-hmm.
in terms of just communication
mm-hmm.
and also as we're considering, you know, what makes sense when we're developing user interfaces.
Right. So
better.
Then seeing a real subject isn't really necessary. It's just the process of it. So
yep.
Then that's what I was trying to get at. So I think the clips would be a great place to start.
The other thing you could do is just go to the local psychology department at your university and ask to watch something sometime because they're not going to be any much different.
Right, right. But I would
part of it is giving the tests, and part of it is also, you know, watching the people who are using the software we develop because that's really what's interesting.
Well, that's
just
kind of creepy.
It's not meant to be. I'm sorry if it comes across that way. It's meant to be, you know, we may assume that people are doing things certain ways, and then, gosh, well, you know, they're not, and so maybe we can make things better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you don't need to see how we're administering a psych test in order to put the variables in. I mean, because there's some number, you know.
I would say start with the clips, because those are available right now, and then let us know what you think, and we'll try to see what else we can work on.
Okay.
And maybe Elizabeth's tapes of fake people, well, real people, but not real subjects,
right.
Might be useful.
But, you know, you, if you have a specific question about some of this, you might want to address the question, because it's going to, I mean, it doesn't make sense that they'd have to watch somebody do a test to be able to input a score.
Mm-hmm. Well, to give an example, when Jeff went to the Ukraine and he sat with Ken and tried to enter data,
yeah.
It was very enlightening to get
that's
that.
That's different. Mm-hmm. I'm sure that was.
So we thought we might
no,
get more
commitment. We're not using the tool during the testing session. So that makes that's a big difference between what Ken does and what we do. You know what I mean? So I would say definitely start with the clips and see what you get from that and what they and then if they have specific questions or if there's more information, then we'll work on it from there.
Great. Thanks for the advice.
Mm-hmm. All right. Any other issues?
Nope.
All right, then we'll talk next month. And please, if you have any really data, and TK Lee is going to be at this meeting, and so here's your chance to impress. And
I have one issue to bring up, Ed.
Yeah.
Just a reminder, an email was sent out to send updated lists of your publications so that we can get that updated on the web. So this is Jennifer. If you can send that to me or to Jill, some of you have already done it, but there still are some submitted articles that we don't really know what's going on with them. So take a look at the website and make sure that all of your both abstract and publications are up to date.
All righty. Well, thank you very much. And
Tatiana, do you want to talk after?
Yep, I'm going to call you right now.
Okay.
I just sent Jen an email. If you could get back to me on that, I'd appreciate it. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks. Bye.